We talked about the effect of the spreading plane on mythology, this plane clearly bounded by a circular horizon with that great blue dome of an exalting heaven above, hawks and eagles hovering, the blazing sun passing, the night moon rising. And I can see the effect on people's stories of that. But what about the people who lived in the dense foliage of the jungle?
Total transformation of environment and of psychology and everything else.
No horizon?
No horizon.
No dome of the sky?
No dome of the sky. A lot of birds up there, and the heavy vegetation underneath with scorpions and poisonous serpents. And in between, distances of trees and trees and trees. No sense of perspective. Colin Turnbull tells us a marvelous story of bringing a pygmy out of the forest. He brings this pygmy, who'd never been out of the jungle, onto a mountain top, and suddenly they come over the hill, and there's an extensive plain out there, and the poor little fellow was utterly terrified. Had no way of judging perspective and distance. He thought that the animals grazing on the plain out there were so small that they were ants, that they were just across the way, and so forth, and just totally baffled, he rushes back into the forest. You have a different mythology there. You have a different relationship to the hunt and everything else. The forest is home. You are at home in the forest, where you and I would be perhaps ill at ease, thinking what's behind that tree and all this kind of thing. The sense of the beautiful, simple delight in their forest, and their deity is the master of the forest master.
What impresses me is that these people, the hunters and the searchers for the roots and for the berries, they're participating in their landscape. They are part of that world.
Absolutely.
And it becomes sacred to them. Place becomes sacred.
Every feature of it does.
We moderns are stripping the world of its natural revelations of nature.
I know it.
I think of that. You remember that wonderful pygmy legend of the little boy who finds the song of the most beautiful, the bird of the most beautiful song in the forest?
And he brings it home, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And he asks his father to bring food for the bird, and the father doesn't want to feed only a bird. And one time, the father kills the bird, and when he killed the bird, he killed his own life, and he died.
That's it. And the legend says, the man killed the bird, and with the bird he killed the song, and with the song himself. I mean, isn't that a story about what happens when human beings destroy their environment, destroy their world, destroy nature and the revelation of nature?
Destroy their own nature.
Human nature, too. They kill the song.
They kill the song.
And isn't mythology the story of the song?
Mythology is the song. It's the flight of the imagination inspired by the energies of the body and in its life.